This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
We're back! Part two of the Death of the Not-So-Fast show, which is going to become...
the consequent of the birth of...
the Three Horsemen show. But let's stick
or
with...
or the Two Horsemen in T.O.
Oh, well, that's
who
a whole
who doesn't pay attention
logo.
A lot, so he doesn't get a...
I'm a horseman, dude. Come on.
He's right. Doing research right now. I guarantee
you're the Sid Vicious of this group.
I'm reading about horses.
Oh, so he doesn't have any talent?
No, he's got awesome hair.
Oh,
no, that's not it.
The curls for the girls. We are back. We are here for part two. Hi, YouTube.
We call it the meat segment.
Hi, Facebook, if you're watching on Facebook. Call it the meat.
Somebody's watching on Facebook? You got us live on Facebook?
No.
It'd be pretty difficult then.
Yeah, but my stream, I put it on there, so somebody came and joined us.
Joined us via Facebook.
Via or via. Or via Facebook.
Or Caribbean.
Second part of our show. Podcast show. Second part of our podcast show. We cover the death of Jimmy Snuka in part one. We are back to talk wrestling and deaths in wrestling.
Not a somber subject at all.
No, but it is a very intriguing subject to many. Even outside of wrestling, it seems like everybody wants to cover when a wrestler dies.
Yeah,
now
like
on TMZ,
before,
they cover it.
Any wrestler, no matter how far up they are.
No, it's crazy, but when I say to you guys, deaths in wrestling, first name that comes to mind.
Chip Benoit. I mean,
that's
obvious.
The first name that comes to mind.
Yeah.
How about you?
Death, Owen Hart, just because of how it happened and how tragic it was. I mean, like, it was just, you know, the whole surprise element of it. The Benoit was just so... I mean, like...
violent.
Yeah, it was just a mixture of... I mean, that day was a roller coaster. I remember the first thing calling you in the morning and...
afternoon.
Well, that's why... I mean, like, yeah, I guess it wasn't the
was
afternoon.
That day a lot like 9/11 for you? Just how you remember exactly where you were when you heard the news?
I do remember exactly what I was doing.
Wow, that's...
I was sitting at... I worked at a health club, and it popped up. I was on the computer because I didn't do dick.
Sure, makes
but,
sense.
Well, I mean, working a front desk, what do you do? I looked it up, and it was like, Chris Benoit's dead. I'm like, what?
I remember us talking about that, and we were like, oh, it had to have been like carbon monoxide. Like, that was, like, because there were so few details early on, and it was just like, yeah, like. Because
it was the day after a pay-per-view when we found out, right? Because he no-showed.
No-showed the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Right.
Supposed to wrestle Punk for the ECW title.
And that's the even weirder thing is, and again, I wasn't watching at the time. But there wasn't a lot of buzz, it seemed, on the internet that he missed it. Like, I don't remember that being, like, a huge...
just a no-show.
Yeah, like, people weren't
missed
super freaked out about it.
Shit happens. It's rare, but it happens.
Right? Yeah, so that came on. I was like, man, like, you know, someone coming and kill him, but it wasn't reported as that. It was just found dead. But, yeah, I mean, the chaos that had to have been, Jesus criminy.
And I say... the wrestling business has never recovered.
Yeah, I mean, you can look from that exact day.
Everything changed.
How everything pivoted.
PG.
Kid-oriented.
even the way they handled wrestlers backstage. It's just changed. Yep. Anytime there's a chance concussion? For any kind of concussion, it's
no headshots, draw. I mean,
yeah, chair shots. You're right.
Yeah,
but it changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, it really.
I don't think they bladed after that either.
Haven't. I mean, Lesnar got in trouble for doing it the one.
Maybe
time.
Blading.
Yeah, maybe.
Applaud him for blading, but whatever.
If
I don't think they missed.
What about you? What's the biggest one that you?
I always think of Bruiser Brody. Well, we'll get to Brody. We got to cover Benoit right now. I mean, my God, the biggest one of all time. Okay, so that all happened. After that, the concussion thing. People started, and we just read Kevin Nash donated his brain to CTE research. So now that led to, and now I can't think, Christopher Nowinski.
Yep.
Who went to Harvard.
Harvard.
Now he does all this brain research. And the concussion thing.
Well, he wrestled, though. Like,
Yeah, okay. For those that don't know,
though, he was
tough enough.
Yeah. Played football, I think.
But that concussion research led to the NFL starting to look into what the hell is going on here.
Yeah.
I mean, it changed sports. It changed steroids a little bit. Because that's, if you don't know, go back and start looking at footage after that. People's physiques changed drastically. Not everyone, but a lot of guys. You saw that Edge wasn't as cut anymore. They stopped having guys with the just giant, massive physiques. Chris Masters changed.
Yeah.
They got rid of guys that had...
You only had juice bodies.
Yeah, know. Because of the three-strike thing.
Yep.
It killed people. Killed careers in a lot of ways. I mean, that was... God, I just... To kill, and you know, they quoted, before I get to that, they quoted Arn Anderson as saying, Chavo Guerrero did on Jericho's podcast, they said, Benoit has either, he goes, he's not here, he's either become a merchant marine and moved to Alaska, or he's dead. Not meaning like that, but for him to miss.
Mm-hmm.
But to kill your guy, why did he have to go out like that?
Dude, I've thought about it many times now that I'm a parent. I don't know if you've thought about it since you've become a parent, that specific thing. But the idea of killing your own kid, that's crazy. I mean, that is fucking crazy.
But then to put a Bible with the kid and his teddy bear.
And he wasn't religious.
That's how you know his brain broke. You know what I mean? He went crazy on the inside.
When you hear all these different reports, they say that he had the brain of like an 85-year-old with
whatever. Objection, speculation, but.
Yeah. It still doesn't.
A brain's going to look bad after it's hung.
It still doesn't. Still doesn't explain the violent outburst.
I agree.
But
I don't know, man. They say that it wasn't the first time. It's not like he had never...
Yeah.
I mean, they had police called for domestic violence things, and they had research on his computer looking for the quickest way to kill yourself and things like that, and he had called people after he killed them. And
oh, yeah. I mean, there was a process into it.
But he left so many questions... He just, I think he killed the business, personally. I think he killed them, he killed himself, and he killed the business.
Took out the innocence, whatever innocence there was left in wrestling, so to speak.
Took the fun out.
Yeah.
I mean, for a long time.
And I mean, it's crazy, too, because you can watch basic television, and in our market, it's 2, 4, 5, 30. Those are the Fox, NBC, CBS. Those are the ABC. When Monday Night Raw is on, or just Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, whatever time that's on, it's prime time,
mm-hmm.
7 to 10 Central Time. It is the most diluted and probably children friendly show on television at that time,
hands down.
Not even close. The language, there's women on the news that dress more provocatively than some of the female managers and wrestlers, and
it ain't the 90s.
No, and that's what got that entire generation to watch was over the top storylines, sex, violence. I mean, you know, they had the hardcore
violence.
I mean, it's like a little kid's soap. I mean, not and even you, a soap opera, because the storylines are so simple. There's no storylines.
You can thank Chris Benoit for that.
Yeah.
I mean, and as great a wrestler as he was, and he was by God, probably the best.
One of the best technical wrestlers of all
ever.
Time. Yeah.
But, I mean,
outside of Japan.
Modeled himself after the Dynamite Kid, which explains a lot. But
why did they go so drastic, though? Why did they? I mean, like, I get a lot of the protocols for injury. I get the drug testing. But why dumb down some of the storylines? Why does the language matter?
I don't think it's dumbing it down.
Here's a little thing to add into that, is the way they completely, on TV, acted like Benoit didn't exist after that. That shows you right there that they really had no clue what they were doing. First off, cut ties publicly, and then work in the back end to make sure it doesn't happen again. It's pretty much their strategy. You got it.
That was what they did. I don't think
it was the right move, honestly, to completely say it didn't happen.
Well, then what would you do?
You got to admit that, well, I mean, then you got maybe lawsuits, but you got to go out and say that it is a possibility due to the way this guy lived his life that it happened. And it did happen. It's tragic. You admit to that.
Now, do you remember what happened after he killed them? Do you remember every night on CNN, on Fox?
Oh, they'd have a different wrestler.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was awful. Nancy Grace. It killed, and then the wrestler came out.
They destroyed it. They didn't really. I think Kevin Nash was one of the only wrestlers that really
put him in their place
as educated, and
he went to college and stood up
for the business. Though
he wasn't the only one, but Jericho looked pretty good.
Yeah, I forgot about Jericho, but most of the wrestlers were. It's no different than local news. When something happens in your small town and they drive to the trailer park
to interview
the people about what happened in your
town.
Jeff
Fox really had the best joke about that every time.
What's that?
Anytime there's a tornado, they always go down to the trailer park and they just, you'd have to re-listen to it. But
it's exactly that.
That's exactly where they go. Lowest common denominator. Let's get that story.
Yeah.
You go on your indie wrestlers are used to be something but drank their way out of the business. Let's get Jake Roberts at the time on to talk about Chris Benoit.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they did. They didn't go through
15 minutes of fame.
They weren't selective.
We'll be talking about you in 2 years.
They didn't have to be selective. They had guys coming out of the woodwork.
That's what I was going
to
say. They were able to pick, all right, this guy sounds way more pissed off about wrestling than this guy that's going to – paint it in a positive light.
Kevin Nash.
Mark Merrill, let's have you on. Your wife left you for...
A wrestler.
Brock Lesnar.
Another wrestler.
I mean, like, that guy found God.
Somewhat. Yep.
I mean, like, complete... He's going to butcher it. Of course he is.
Deborah Marshall went after him.
She's still alive.
Yeah. People that just pop out. I mean, I remember seeing Nash, Merrill... Deborah Marshall all over the place. Road Warrior Animal went on.
Luger? Didn't Luger do a couple things?
If he did, I can't find him on YouTube.
Who died first? Was it Benoit or Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, I guess Luger would have had a little bit to say then at that point. At least by
Yeah,
drugs.
He stayed. Their family asked him to stay away, but I just remember them just killing the business. Just everything they could say, and everybody that ever died in the business, it was Vince McMahon's fault.
Yeah, I wonder what they thought they were going to gain out of that. Why they had such an axe to grind?
Because they don't like wrestling. Because they always look down upon it. Even remember when it was big, they would even say, "Why are people going to this? Why is this so big?"
Let me throw that around to you.
You're asking about the wrestlers, though. The wrestlers were doing it, right?
Why the wrestlers too? But I get what you're talking about is how mainstream, so to speak, would say they don't. How the mainstream didn't understand why wrestling was so popular. It's the same way you look at video gaming tournaments, so to speak.
A little bit.
You got the whole attitude of why. Why would somebody? It's the exact same thing, more or less.
Yeah.
That's where they were coming from. It was at a time that mainstream America just wasn't ready for it, and it probably never was. And there was a few events that happened that kept it from becoming what could have been even bigger than wrestling became. But
I would say they were almost waiting for something like that to happen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean,
think about CNN was out of the game. I mean, Turner.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
they
the
sure
one thing,
as shit
that's
wouldn't
the
have
one
done
thing
that.
I've never thought about is how. CNN would have handled the press of an event like that if they would have had a wrestling company. Because
Well, I mean, it does. Look at what they did when they had their guys die. But nothing.
Did Benoit wrestle longer in WCW than WWE? I mean, it had to have been close.
It was close. Nah, 7 to 5 years. Beat him. He was in WWE about 7 years. He was in WCW about 5 years.
Didn't he transition with a couple?
I guess it was a little longer than that. He had done some stuff for 92.
Didn't he transition with a couple other guys at the exact same time? Perry Saturn? Wasn't he in that group?
Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko.
And Dean Malenko, that's right.
And shit, Malenko, Guerrero, and Benoit were like best friends. Freaky, man.
Is Malenko still alive?
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking about everybody now.
He used to be.
If I haven't heard from him in 2 years.
Well, don't worry.
He's still wrestling?
We're gonna cover the
retired
the deaths. And I thought,
retired.
You know, ones that happened while they were still active.
Sure.
I said Brody, but then I look at my screen, the Von Erichs.
Yeah. You know, the CTE stuff, though, it's the wrestling exposed it for the football. And it's the concussions. Like,
and I'm not saying wrestling was the only thing that said wake up. I mean, they had guys drive into fucking semis head on to kill themselves.
But the impact, like, bringing light to it and what it causes and what it does to these people and athletes, it ruins
their lives.
Yeah. And I mean, you can say, you know, whatever, but you go back and you watch the matches from 96. The chair shots some of these guys were taking, those weren't fake chairs.
No.
No, that was, how big are your balls? Let's find out tonight.
You can take the screws out and gimmick them, but for God's sake, it's still metal.
How many did Foley take in the one?
19.
Yeah, from The Rock, right?
Yep. Royal Rumble 99.
So
weren't his kids watching from the front row during that? Is that the one?
Yep. Wrestling. What the hell was the name of that?
Wrestling with Shadows?
No, that's Bret Hart's movie.
No. Beyond the Mat. By the way, his daughter turned out to be really ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, she is just ugly.
But still the brain of a 4-year-old.
Yes.
Coincidentally. Yeah.
But it is...
Nah, I'm just kidding.
It's really... To thank the number... I mean, like, the chair shots that went on in 3 or 4 matches a night... That these guys...
It's not like they only took them then.
That's why... Well, they were doing them house... I mean, that's the thing.
But I'm saying it's not like they just started taking them in the 90s.
No, I understand that. I'm just like going through that time when it was as popular as it was.
Yeah.
It should be no surprise to anyone that watched the product then that these guys are dying early. That these guys have brain injuries.
Yeah, look at the ECW alums.
Yeah. But part of it is they're still, that's fake. That's fake. That's fake. You know, people think that, and it's embedded in them that wrestling's fake. And, of course, I mean, 100% it is. But the actions...
Can't fake falling down.
And the injuries, that shit's not fake. That is real. So when your head is fucking, you know, Benoit doing his headbutt...
Hit repeatedly?
Yeah.
Dynamite Kid.
I mean, it's not rocket science.
No. I totally
rocket
agree.
Surgery.
Brain science or rocket surgery? So, but moving on, I was trying to pick through deaths of certain people, and I, like I said, the Von Erichs. You know, David Von Erich dies in 84 of, it's still disputed. They say a stomach rupture, essentially. He ate too much and his stomach blew up, which, you know, they've debated it forever.
Wow.
While Bill Irwin has, and it happened over in Japan. Yeah, you just never know. Some said drug overdose.
Yakuza. Steak or steak, right? Didn't somebody choked on steak?
Just kept eating steak.
Yeah.
Regurgitated in his sleep. Stomach blew up. That's don't look at me. I'm just going by what they
say. I'm just looking at you because I think you're thinking what I'm thinking. It's some bullshit.
Well, I always thought. If you've heard stories about the Von Erichs, Mike dies in 87 of a suicide, zips himself up in a sleeping bag. Chris, their younger brother, couldn't get into wrestling. Well, he did more than that. I mean, he took some barbiturates.
He OD'd and just zipped up?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought he was, like, smothering himself. I was like, wow, what a hell of a sleeping bag. No, it seems dangerous.
He took something. I'd have to look it up.
Fair enough.
If you guys want to look it up.
I'll take your word for it.
But Chris, the younger brother, commits suicide, shoots himself, and then, of all people, Carrie. Because you guys remember Carrie Von Erich.
No, I mean, the
freak of the family. Like, all-American, would have gone to the Olympics in the discus. I mean, the guy was a freak. and he gets into drug trouble, thinks he's going to serve prison, so he just goes out on the ranch and kills himself. It's like, I mean, four out of five. Kevin's the only one still alive.
Fritz is dead.
Well, Fritz is dead, yeah. But he was also 70 years old and died of cancer.
I guess we'll bring up Stu Hart, too.
Yeah, exactly. No, but, I mean, those guys, that was big freaking news.
Oh, I mean, like, big news. Have you seen, not 30 for 30, but E60 did a thing on the Von Erichs. It was like a 15-minute thing on ESPN. They showed footage from the funeral of, I can't remember which one.
David.
They shut down the fucking interstate.
In Texas. In Dallas.
In Dallas. And had police escorting the casket. The hearse. I mean.
Von Erichs are a big deal.
Big in St. Louis.
Yeah. They said, and I mean, like, you hear all these stories. They were as big as the Dallas Cowboys, the Von Erich family.
They were celebrities.
They were, like, I mean, it's just so hard to wrap your head around. I mean, not seeing it with your own eyes, and you can't really visually see it either because you can't capture what it was on the old videos. But
you can watch Parade of Champions.
Was that the one that was outdoors?
That was at Texas Stadium.
Texas Stadium, yeah.
The tribute to David.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those guys were gigantic.
I don't ever see it happening again. And that's what, back to the whole thing, back to Benoit killed the business to where it's never going to be.
Oh, that killed world class. Yeah. That along with Gino Hernandez. I don't know if you guys know who Gino Hernandez is.
Not off the top of my head.
Young guy died of a cocaine overdose, but they found cocaine in his stomach. Like, because he was...
Take enough of it, it'll get there.
Well, not like that. Not where they find, like...
A bag of it.
Yeah.
Okay, a drug mule.
Usually you don't snort full, like, bag intact.
Yeah. I mean, people eventually... It's like Benoit. You watch and you're like, these guys keep dropping dead. What the fuck?
You think it'll ever come back? Because the best, like...
People keep saying it's cyclical.
So, well... I actually, there was an attorney I traveled with, and I'll never forget this. We're in India.
And he died.
I was watching wrestling, and I had came down there making fun of me about watching wrestling. This guy's like, well, actually, I have stock in WWE. When it went public, he bought stock in it, and he studied it, the stock. And he studied, you know, it only became public in whatever year, but he studied the business. And he says there's a bell curve, just like the housing market, just like a couple other things he gave examples of. And he says it's every 15 to 20 years. There's this huge peak, and then it falls. And it had happened for like the previous 50 years that he had said. So I don't know if he still has stock in it or not, but it was one of those
things. My guess is he doesn't.
I never thought of. But do you think that it could – I mean, what would have to happen – for it to blow up again?
They missed their shot in 2014, my thoughts.
Turning Cena heel?
You need to. That would be the only thing that would get them jump-started. There's nobody to compete with them.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. You got to have competition, even a small competition.
Yeah.
And TNA was never, don't kid yourself, ever that competition.
No. Fuck no.
Could have been.
Tried.
If they had the right people, it could have been.
Every time they got new people in, they tried some dumb gimmick, and it never worked.
Anytime you have a show on every week where you give tickets away and you come in and watch for free, that's not getting over.
Yeah.
That's not – nobody's going to look at that on TV and go, well, this is good. No. Too much other shit to watch.
Starting with the six-sided ring was the dumbest fucking thing they could have done.
Yeah, I hate that.
Talk about a gimmick.
I think that's still around there, too. Moving on. I was looking at some other ones. Moving on. You guys don't know about anybody that's jumping to mind. I mean, I've got my list here.
Oh, I got all kinds of people jumping to mind.
Well, who comes?
Brian Pillman, for instance.
Man, that one sucked. I was there that night in St. Louis when they announced it. Ugh.
Well, I know that's the other thing. Like, Owen Hart, Kansas City.
I know.
Pillman, like, they were in St. Louis the next night after Owen Hart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was another one, too. Not as big, but I always think about that. And anytime that I ever go to a wrestling event in St. Louis, like
that was
right.
When Owen Hart. Do you guys remember what you were doing when Owen Hart died? I know. I remember exactly where I was at.
I was watching the pay per view.
I was listening to.
You were watching it.
I was watching.
I was listening to it scrambled up.
So was I.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I was watching it scrambled up. It was the end of school that year. So I was...
We had the tricked out box.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, well, hey, come on now.
But I couldn't believe that that happened. And Sting came down from the rafters all the time. The other thing I always think about when I think about Owen Hart's death, do you remember how they were running the angle of different guys were the Blue Blazer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And somebody else had come down in the mask. Jeff Jarrett had come down in the mask, or Steve Blackman would be in the mask, something like that. What if it had been somebody else that night?
Dude, they would have killed the character. Well...
Killed the character? No, they had killed the human being under the mask.
We're not talking about him. It's Steve Blackman, for Christ's sake.
Oh, I know. There's a bad son of a bitch.
Yeah, the baddest man on the planet.
But that kind of hurt my viewership after it happened.
Well, that was one of my favorite wrestlers as a kid, too.
Owen Hart?
Blue Blazer.
The Nugget?
Like, for the short period of time that he was actually the Blue Blazer in late 80s.
I loved him when he was in the...
Right?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Nation of Domination.
When he was in it?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
And he wore the caution
tape.
Oh, God.
And who they have X-Pac in that as well? The Rock, Mark Henry. Gene Simmons.
For that,
Ron Simmons, rather.
For
Gene
that.
Simmons.
You're talking about the parody. In the Nation of Domination?
Yeah, when they were on the Nation, right?
Yeah.
X-Pac wasn't.
I remember the parody.
On there. Yeah, that the parody was Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, X-Pac, Triple
H,
China.
Which was one of the
China.
Best fucking promos ever, in my opinion.
And well, Jason Sensation is Owen Hart.
Think about that. They went blackface.
True.
On...
One guy did.
X-Pac,
two guys.
Right?
Kinda. Yeah, I guess they did.
Like, they went blackface on live television. I think it was live at that point in time.
Hey.
I mean, that was up. And that was one of the tame things they did that probably wouldn't even be one of the most 50 outrageous things they did on live TV.
Fuck.
I would say X-Pac went extreme blackface.
Yeah.
Triple H went pretty blackface.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
But that event that they had in the event they had in St. Louis the next night was just worst thing I've ever been to in my life. They ran like 5-minute matches. If you wanted to wrestle, you could. So it was just a bunch of hodgepodge matches. But it was just somber, sad. It was like going to a 20,000 seat funeral.
Let me ask this, and this I know this is weird of me, but I do this.
Yeah, I know.
Go through times to where it's like, all right, a wrestler hasn't died in a while. And there were points and times to where I would check the internet. Like
somebody might have died.
In my morning routine,
yep.
I would go to a wrestling website to see if anyone passed away.
That's 02 through about 04.
It was just a weird time.
Oh, I've often said the victims of those are the WWF of the 1980s. So many of those guys that did all the shit they did.
Well, and that's...
Kills them.
And that's the other thing everybody wants to point to. Oh, it's pain meds. It's steroids. It's the drinking. It's the cocaine. No, it's the mixture of fucking all of it together combined with hitting your head on shit. I mean, like, you know, like the concussions mixed with the booze, with the pills, with the fucking coke. I mean, like, that's a... You think
and then
you're gonna
slam your body around seven nights a week.
You know,
fuck
I mean,
no.
And then that became the cycle. Those guys were hurt, you know, like hurt. All right, self-medicate, fucking get stoned, do what you got to do.
And, you know, I didn't know that all those pain medications like Somas and you know more about pain medications. I know Somas. They all took Somas. That leaves a ton of scar tissue on your heart.
I don't even know what a Soma is.
It's
do you know what
relaxer.
It is?
Yeah.
Do they make them anymore?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Because they talk, I mean, like, that's the one thing they all talk about was how, like, Somas were, like, Skittles. Like,
yeah, so what's Vicodin?
That's a pain pill. That's
it's
pain.
An opiate.
That the muscle relaxers, what do the muscle relaxers do? I mean, what's that?
They relax your muscles.
Obviously. But, like, why would they prefer Somas over a Vicodin?
Well, the way they say it's a better kick when you're drinking.
Whatever, if you combine enough of them with alcohol, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Like they would take the date rape drug as a downer.
Rufalin.
No.
Rufies, whatever that is.
They always called them H-bombs. Something with H. Not
yeah.
H. Oh, nah, figures. I'm not read up on this
stuff. They even talk about like how like back in the ECW locker rooms, like the chicks would like exchange favors for somas. I mean, like,
that's
it was
Sunny.
Yeah, well, yeah. She might sue us.
It was a wild time.
I doubt it. But going through the other guys, I'm looking up Eddie Guerrero.
That was a big one.
I mean, that was just
a heart attack, right?
Yeah.
Over after years of abuse, but still.
But that's a guy. What are we talking about? That's what does it.
The top of his game, sadly, at that point in time, he was never bigger than when he died.
But so
literally, because he was jacked up long enough, you know.
Just that's what Benoit looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine. We talked about Owen Hart and Brian Pillman.
Savage is one we haven't talked about.
We'll get to those.
I got one I did not know he was dead, I just found. And how he died is crazy. Dino Bravo, I did not know was dead.
Oh, that's one of the ones I was going to tell you guys that you might not know.
1993 he died.
Does it tell you how he died?
Yes. He had 17 bullet holes.
7 shots to the head, 10
to the torso.
Jesus. The backstory is he was doing cigarette smuggling, and I can't remember with who, another wrestler. But that was a big thing for the mafia up in Canada.
Right.
And he was in Quebec.
Yeah, he always had that weird fleur-de-lis or whatever it's called on his purple tights.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Purple and light blue.
He had light blue like the Montreal.
Baby blue, yeah. And I didn't know if you guys would even know about that one.
Until I read it, I did not know Dino was dead. I was
Canadian
like
strong, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a buff dude, man. He was just fucking stout.
House. But talk about fucking putting somebody out.
Yeah.
17?
10 to the head. You don't have a head. At least not a back of it.
It's the mafia, man. They didn't want him to have an open casket.
That's a message right there.
One more thing I didn't bring up about Benoit. Just like about the whole... They ended...
This is a theme with them. It'll be a theme throughout this
next
new
week's
show.
Benoit.
No, you guys brought up the shooting in the head. The Shield, which was a popular TV series,
right,
ended their series in the way that the Benoit murder-suicide was done.
Pretty much.
Like
with
that
Shane,
was... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, so, like, it even went into Hollywood-ish.
Exactly.
And then... The other thing is, do you think the movie will ever get made?
I was
going
to say, it's funny nobody seems to want to touch the movie.
I don't think they should. I mean, why is that movie worth making, honestly?
That movie will be constantly something. It'll be a like a psychological type deal. That'll be the whole movie.
Right.
I don't.
Who wants to see that?
They were saying the guy from, Ray Donovan.
Don't know what that means.
I know you're talking about.
The guy that does the voice work for 24/7.
Leif Schreiber, is that you're
talking
about?
Yeah, they're saying that he was the guy that was tabbed to play Benoit, but that's been probably
he's way too big, though.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that guy's
too big. If it came out, I would see it. If it doesn't, doesn't bother me.
How tall was Benoit? 5'7", 5'8"? He wasn't huge.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Check him out. I would think he would be at least, yeah, 5'10". 5'11"?
Yeah, is what Google says?
5'10".
My ass.
He was, I mean.
Liar.
You got to look at the size of the guys he was in the ring with. I mean, Malenko, now that's
true.
Shorter.
That's a short guy.
I mean, but those guys, thank Bret Hart for their push. But the other one, nobody ever talks about this, but Bruiser Brody was fucking stabbed to death in a locker room in Puerto Rico.
What year was that?
87.
87? So, you know.
That was 88.
I'd probably say a lot of that.
Maybe it was 88. Might have been 88. Check it.
Yeah, it was 88.
He wasn't with WWF at the time.
Just wrestling for WWC down in Puerto Rico.
And there wasn't that platform to where he had the huge popularity.
Down there he did.
Down there. And I think once he passed away and the story got out, the legend and myth went from there. And people probably went back and watched more of his stuff.
I don't know, man. Bruiser Brody had a fucking rep.
Yeah.
He held up promoters that fucked him. World class.
My stepdad... Can't let go that there's been nobody ever badder than Bruiser Brody.
Be a bad motherfucker. He was the one that he beat up Gorilla Monsoon when he told him he was going to take the fall to San Martino. That's what got him banished from WWF.
Hey, you don't beat up the gorilla.
Well, could you imagine being the one that beats up fucking Gorilla Monsoon?
I don't think he cared.
Jesus. By the way, no better name than that. Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah.
There's
another death
name. Gino Morella. Yeah, died of cancer.
Yeah.
Ooh, he looked bad at the end.
Eugene.
But Brody, the story behind that, guys wouldn't go back down to testify. They would send subpoenas, and this trial had already happened by the time they got the subpoenas. They had such a fucking setup.
Who was with him in the locker room? Was it
Tony Atlas?
Tony Atlas. Was one of the Colon's dad there too?
Carlos. He was running the thing.
Were they both there?
Yeah.
And no, like they witnessed it, I guess.
They say Atlas and Colon witnessed it, and Atlas gave his story, but never went back.
Yeah.
But they
wouldn't go back either.
Blame him. I agree. This Gonzalez
Flair's told some crazy stories in his shoots about wrestling down there.
Well, it's because everybody's insane down there, and they fucking try to kill you.
Shout out to our Puerto Rican listeners.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Hola.
I'm sure things have changed a little bit. They're not filling those little soccer stadiums. But man, that one, that's just like the ultimate. If you talk to anybody, I talked to Larry Matizek, who used to do wrestling at the Chase, about it. He's like, he just didn't want to talk about it. It's like, oh, well, thanks for the insight. Yeah. But Larry's awesome, and I don't blame him for not wanting to talk about it. But those were all kind of the sad, tragic, untimely, still in the business.
Candido, kind of. You could throw him in there. But he's not as famous.
Those guys, don't worry. We'll have him covered. Then it comes to these ones that have been just kind of going through lately. And you know what? You can throw Adrian Adonis. He died in a car wreck, which was awful, over in Newfoundland, I think. Then you get into guys that had heart attacks, guys that OD'd, guys that, you know, weren't in the business. They had had their runs. Kurt Hennig, Rick Rude, Road Warrior Hawk.
That was a tough couple of years, man.
Oh, Hercules Hernandez, the Big Boss Man.
Oh, Ray Traylor, God rest your soul.
Yeah. And the
JYD was around that time.
JYD died in a car wreck in 98. Is it 8?
Yeah.
But that's the time you're talking about, when all those guys just started dropping like flies. And it's so freaky. Like, I remember when Road Warrior Hawk died, I was just distraught because I was such a Road Warrior mark. Can't help it. I mean, that's what we grew up with.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of those guys that died while it was weird and hard for us is because it was not hard. I mean, like, I don't think I lost any sleep over it, but it's our childhood.
Totally.
I mean, those were the guys that we watched and grew up watching.
It's what wrestling on Saturdays, it was so good to me. It's what made me stop watching cartoons. If that could tell you anything about for a kid, I stopped watching cartoons to watch wrestling on Saturdays.
It was like that bridge.
It's huge.
Like that, you know, then you probably watched that.
Plus, they had their own fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
His cartoon was horrible, but I loved it.
Oh, I love
it. I had all the stickers and shit.
I love the theme song for that. In fact, that should be our intro song.
Rock and Wrestling or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's not owned by WWE. I take that back. It is. Never
Probably
mind.
Now.
They own everything.
They do own
They own this show
bastards.
Now.
Yes. It's great.
They have purchased us.
No, but going through the other guys, I mean, Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Of all people.
Yeah. Did you read Luger's book?
No.
I read it.
I can't read.
It was... I can't read. There was some interesting stuff on there about... I mean, he blames himself for her death and...
Look at her. She was pretty beautiful, but she had the saddest eyes. Like, no matter what, she always, like, had those eyes. It's just like...
She never smiled.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's because Savage...
Well, she was looking at Savage every now and then she'd smile, but...
Yeah, but she was always damsel in distress. That's why... That's what sucks so bad.
Yeah.
But her... I mean, Andre the Giant died at 46. I mean, for obvious... Yeah. Still sad.
Yeah.
But Big John Studd... He had cancer. Brian Adams, there's one of the guys that...
Was he the one that was gay?
...destroyed his body.
Or no, that was
Chris Kanyon.
Chris Kanyon.
He's dead, too.
Killed himself. Yeah. But Terry Gordy died before he should have died. Buzz Sawyer. You guys know who Buzz Sawyer is?
Oh, yeah.
He was 32.
Ken Flair. I forgot about him. That's crazy. I remember watching that kid when he was like 12,
mm-hmm.
coming out with his dad on Nitro or whatever, or WCW Thunder or whatever was going on.
If you'd have been able to put on weight, you would have probably ended up being a pretty good wrestler.
Yeah.
My guess. But Candido had a damn, broke his tibula and fibula, I believe, and was getting surgery. Tibula, fibula? Fibula, tibia.
Let's move away from anatomy. We're a wrestling show.
That's true. He dies of an infection, I mean, or a blood clot. Just awful.
It is awful.
But it's guys like that. I mean, I remember, you're talking about...
Rock died of heart attack.
Canyon, Crash Holly, Earthquake. These guys didn't. It's not like these guys are living to age 70.
Well, to be fair, a lot of these guys, Bastion Booger, Mike Shaw, died of a heart attack. I mean, you see a lot of these coming.
Yeah. That's when it surprises you that other guys aren't dead. Like, how did some of these other guys live? Like, I mean, I know Randy Savage died, but heart attack. I mean, he lived to what, 57?
58?
Something like that. But, like, I mean, Piper lived a pretty good long life for as much.
Piper did live a pretty long life. Yeah.
Damages and Dusty Rhodes. I mean, it's a shame, obviously.
Test was another short one. Andrew Martin.
Yeah.
Another drug overdose. You know, whenever most of these guys, whenever they die of a drug overdose, you can almost be like, I could see that. Test, I did not see. Whenever he died, I was really surprised. I guess I didn't know the guy well enough behind the scenes at the time, but it surprised me.
Look at his body.
Hey, he was jacked, but...
oh, my God.
There's been plenty of guys more jacked than him to live much longer.
It's true. It's hard to believe.
If that's the case, Scott Steiner should have died before birth.
Yeah, when he blew up. Yeah.
That guy.
Buff Bagwell.
Yeah. Another one. Bagwell and Steiner are two guys that surprised me they're still alive.
Bagwell? I don't think Bagwell was a big drug guy. He was a steroid guy.
Yeah, but just as big as he was.
He didn't wrestle hard enough to... I mean, see the guys that destroy.
I just feel like some of those guys are so big that it just has to be unhealthy that they're that big.
Well, that's what... If you can find a guy that's really skinny and then gets real jacked up, I'm surprised Hogan's still alive.
Well, I mean, if you look at that guy from his age group, like...
Yeah.
He's actually pretty damn good health, considering.
Considering.
Flair is the obvious one.
But to look at Hogan and then look at Billy Superstar Graham, Graham has done himself in by doing pills and shit like that.
Yep.
And you can tell Hogan might have done that type of thing.
Nah, he probably did coke. I think coke was probably his
that time
choice.
Period.
Yeah.
He also slimmed down considerably, which might have been just doing more cardio. But then you look like a shocking one. Ultimate Warrior. What a weird way to go out.
Yeah, it was like 2 days before he had got inducted, or the day before he
day
got
after.
Inducted.
Day after Mania.
The day after Raw.
Day after Raw, you're right.
He had been inducted into the Hall of Fame, makes the weirdest speech, basically alluding to the fact that he doesn't have a lot of time or something like that, and then drops dead.
Definitely a weird one.
Coming from that guy, with the promos he gave, you never know.
Dude. Never liked him.
You never liked him?
Never liked the Ultimate. I shouldn't
never
say
one
never
of my
liked.
Favorite wrestlers. My brother. It was my brother's favorite wrestler. He was.
A lot of people's favorite wrestler.
But I get what you're saying. He was never like.
Yeah.
I couldn't take him as serious, which is hard to say coming from, talking about wrestlers. But the guy comes out, snorts like a fucking hog, talks about gods in the sky doing God knows what, shakes the ropes like he's having a seizure. He wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And he took Hogan's belt.
Didn't like that.
Damn right. What the fuck? Boy, that worked out, didn't it?
Yeah.
was
that WrestleMania 6?
Bobby Heenan's still alive?
Often in 6 months. Yeah.
Heenan. He looks really bad. That was another guy I was thinking that looked really bad.
Heenan's one of my favorites, though.
So. Yeah, and while we're covering him, Umaga.
He was young.
He's part of that whole family of those guys that, like Rodney Inouye. He's related in there somehow, right?
All those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's Rikishi.
Rikishi's dead, too, isn't he?
No, Rikishi's alive.
Rikishi is alive.
That's the Usos' dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
But Sherry Martel, Yokozuna, which, I mean, damn, he ate himself.
He was also part
of
that
Pizza
family.
The Hut.
Yeah.
Mr. Fuji.
Another recent one, China.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fuck.
I expected suicide.
I think that's what they said happened.
It's just a mix, though. Right? It's not intentional.
I expected intentional.
She was was she living in China or Japan?
California.
Yeah, but she was doing something over in Asia, in one of the Asian countries.
She had been bad.
Teaching English. But that's what was going on, though, right? She had,
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, because a lot of people said she. Apparently, they were shooting a documentary when she passed.
Mm.
And she was trying to, make this push to get into the Hall of Fame.
That I remember hearing about.
Yeah, and she was trying to do all this stuff, and she was. Apparently going to Asia to teach English to, kids and all this shit. And the facade was that she had her shit together and she was on the straight and narrow.
I
don't
believe
that.
Yeah, me either. That's like what your agent says. Gets out
well,
there.
Well, exactly.
I wouldn't believe it based on what I saw before.
Well, she had like a out of her mind rant like a week or two.
Well,
weeks
that
before.
And did you watch the U shoot and things like that? She
did the U shoot
off. Yeah,
I know. So I didn't watch that one.
Just not great. In the words of,
what about Davey Boy Smith? Didn't see it coming. Obvious.
I didn't put him in there. He was one of those in the 2000s.
Yeah, 2002 is when he died.
Man,
that's another one of those. Though I didn't really see. He was another one that surprised me. I shouldn't have been surprised, obviously, but. Came out of left field.
Skinny guy that took juice and pills and everything else.
He's so big he had stretch marks from it.
Yeah.
That dude was big.
Freak.
Shawn Michaels is another one that went really hard for
We're going to get to them. But
Chris Adams.
We're
going
to get to who we can't believe is still alive. But the other thing about all these guys passing that we're kind of throwing around, it makes it so hard to go back and watch. Like, you watch a Royal Rumble.
Try to find
start counting.
Guys. Yeah. Well, you couldn't find one that didn't have dead guys at this point. It's how many are dead.
How many
now.
In the ring
yeah.
at a time?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wrestling with ghosts.
I mean, but that sucks because it takes away. I mean, obviously, it's sad that they're gone. I mean, I'm not happy they're dead, but it takes away from the enjoyment of being able to watch and not think about, oh, man, he hung himself in his closet or. He OD'd with nobody around him and nobody found him for a month, which has happened in some of these guys' cases. Just, ugh. Sucks.
Dr. Death is dead. Died of throat cancer.
Steve Will, yeah.
Rest your soul, sir. He was part of the varsity club. We talked about that a while back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brought up Louis Spicoli earlier, too.
Yeah, Louis Spicoli. He never really got over, in my opinion. He was starting to, he was hanging out. He was NWO at the time.
Oh. He was getting a push.
Yeah.
They said he was pilled to the gourd all the time.
Scott Norton, did he die?
No.
He's alive?
He's probably
still
working. I've been
working in
Japan.
God damn right.
He's huge over there.
Who,
over here.
Who were some
he's
of the...
huge
who,
everywhere.
Who were those WCW guys? Like the... I mean, like Rocco... Johnny Grunge, didn't
Johnny
he
Grunge and Rocco
Rock? Rock's dead.
Both of them.
Both of them.
They're both dead?
Johnny,
Public Enemy?
That was Benoit's best friend.
Benoit went through about... 6 or 7 deaths right in a row.
Yep. And that's, yeah.
Psychological break, man.
Lord Alfred Hayes is dead.
Well, I mean,
stroke.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there are guys that live to 75 and 80. They're just few and far between. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how old Dusty Rhodes was. He was no pup, but he was...
maybe 65 at least.
Overweight. Yeah, by then.
I'm still curious if he had something, because he lost all that weight.
I thought
really,
he did.
Come on,
really
baby.
Fast.
You know the dream doesn't do that.
I thought he did. I thought he had a tumor or something. I thought they had.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. But
oh, this is hilarious. So there was a wrestler named Mariana, aka Miss Cleavage. Do you know who that is?
Died of breast cancer.
Died of fucking breast cancer. What are the odds? You go by Miss Cleavage and die of breast cancer.
I know. Was she Beaver Cleavage's person that he walked to the ring with?
I have no clue who it is.
That was a kid from the Headbangers. So,
oh, yeah, Thresh and Mosh.
Yeah, he did that horrible gimmick.
Mm.
So we name all these guys and we go through these stories. Guys that you're surprised are still alive today. First person?
Flair, without a doubt.
That makes sense. I'll go with Flair. He's almost died a few times.
Jake Roberts.
Boom, Scott Hall, though. Let's throw that out there.
That was the next one I was going to say.
Yeah, that's probably your three-team parlay right there for everybody.
Let's say this. I don't want to do a show next week covering the death of Ric Flair, Jake Roberts,
that's what we'll
or
start
Scott
next
Hall.
Show with who died in the previous
Jesus,
week.
Don't say. Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, if there would have been podcasts in 2003, we'd have been fucking set for life.
Yeah, we would have.
But
is Eric Watts still alive?
Yeah, but boo, yeah. Not a great story there. We have. The guys that talk about all the pill stuff,
mm-hmm.
Hall, Nash, Michaels, Pac.
Yeah, you know what? Sean Waltman's another one. He
tried to kill himself.
Yeah.
After China, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'd have did it.
Come on, man.
Have you seen that porn?
Show some respect, dude.
Have you seen that fucking porn?
He was in the porn. I haven't seen it, but he was the guy in one of them.
Well, watch it, and then you'll wonder.
Yeah, no mind.
You'll wonder.
No, thanks.
I'm good.
I didn't watch it all. I don't want to make it seem like I can stand all of it. I saw enough.
Couldn't watch all of it. Just saw enough.
I saw enough.
I'm surprised Kamala's still alive.
I loved Kamala.
It's because he's not.
Both legs.
He lost a leg, didn't he?
Both.
Lost both legs.
Pretty sure he's down to both.
Diabetes?
Diabetes.
You'll have
diabetes. No, but anybody else that jumps out at you that you're surprised? Jesus, I mean, how did he make it this far?
Why not like Hall? Mick Foley? I mean, he didn't really do a lot of drugs and whatnot, but the abuse?
I imagine he's got a long
how
road ahead
of him. How
can
he have not had like a, what do they call that?
He seems like he's more together than
a blood bubble in his brain.
Any of them.
Because he didn't do a lot of drugs and heavy everything. But those guys that talk about how they drank every night and did all that stuff, I'm surprised Terry Funk's still around.
Well, any of the four horsemen that are still alive kind of makes you, or namesakes. Those guys, the shit they talked. Of course, it was all alcohol, really. They're probably some coke, but.
Alcohol and coke.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. Coke this list has more than one a cocaine overdose on it.
Fair enough.
It's not like
so
these
guys. Let's go through
the
list. How big is the list?
Huge.
The list I've made or the list altogether?
Just, I mean,
either.
Altogether is hard. Just what you have.
I mean, you start with Benoit, the Von Erichs, Eddie Guerrero, Owen Hart, Bruiser Brody, Brian Pillman, Dino Bravo, Kurt Hennig, Miss Elizabeth, Hawk, Road Warrior Hawk, Big Boss Man, Andre the Giant, Big John Studd, Brian Adams, known as Crush, Gino Hernandez, Buzz Sawyer, Terry Gordy, Adrian Adonis, Chris Candido.
You got Rick Rude on there?
Rick Rude, top of the next list.
Oh, sorry.
Chris Canyon, Crash Holly, another
one. I forgot about that one.
Earthquake, John Tenta, Eddie Gilbert.
Yeah, Eddie Gilbert.
Died down in, I want to say he died down in Puerto Rico, somewhere down there. That was an odd one, too. Dr. Death Steve Williams, Hercules Hernandez, The Junkyard Dog, Louis Spicoli, Mike Awesome, Lance Cade,
awesome.
Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, Awesome.
Oh, Lance Cade was young, too.
Doink. Lance Cade was super young. Mean Matt Bourne, Lance Cade, Ultimate Warrior, Umaga, Randy Savage, Roddy Piper, Dusty Rhodes, China. They were just more recent.
Yeah.
Sean O'Hare.
Yeah.
If you remember Sean O'Hare.
Yeah, Suicide, right?
I want to say, yeah.
It was.
That guy had a look, too. That guy could have
done
did.
He did.
He looked
whacked out. He had a great look.
And cut out of fucking granite.
Big dude.
Is
Warlord alive?
Ooh, I always love the Warlord. Is he had that cool W staff.
Yeah.
Wasn't his finishing move the worst ever, the full Nelson?
You can't hate that.
It's not a good. It's as bad as the leg drop.
Oh, man. That was the full Nelson was over back then.
Back then, sure. But
Hercules Hernandez used it. Billy Jack Haynes. There's somebody I'm surprised is still alive. That was over. I mean, they would have full Nelson matches.
You pass out during the full Nelson somehow.
The sleeper hold was over.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a real thing, though.
I know, but so's the full Nelson. You getting out of a fucking full Nelson?
You're not gonna tap out or
you're
pass
hot.
From now on around the office, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to sneak up around you every time I can and put you in a full Nelson and see how long it takes you to get out.
I don't think my right arm would get that hot. You have to do some like type of chicken wing.
Fair enough. I'll just half Nelson you.
Yeah. Test. I'm forgetting his real name.
Andrew Martin. Yeah.
Missed me for a second. Yokozuna and one we didn't even cover, Elegante.
Oh, yeah. He was great. What was he in WCW? It was Elegante?
Elegante.
What was it in WWF? Gonzalez?
Giant Gonzalez.
He had a match at WrestleMania, what, 8 or 9 against Undertaker?
With the Undertaker.
The Caesar's Palace
WrestleMania
match.
WrestleMania 9. I don't know what
that
was.
Didn't he play for the Hawks for a little bit?
Tried out for him.
Yeah.
He's a big
they
dude.
Said, hey,
seven,
I got a
seven.
Big guy down here that didn't make the team. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. The,
Could you imagine?
The other one, the like surprise that's alive, has to be Sonny.
Yeah.
Tammy Sitch. I mean, Jesus.
You could put her up for drug overdose or suicide.
Both. Ugh. She's going to triple crown that shit somehow.
Suicide by drug overdose.
Like where are you putting her up at? The fucking Ramada?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's a bad deal.
She's a mess.
Yeah.
And will be a mess for a long time.
Sonny, if you need someone to talk to, get a hold of me.
over here.
I talk to her.
On the internet?
No, no. Find me on the interwebs.
I'm afraid she's gonna be in prison.
Then we'll talk on the phone. If you got your one call for the week, call me.
Fuck, she might be in prison right now.
That's fine.
I don't know.
Women's prison. That's hot. I'll visit.
Oh boy,
that's rough.
That's a movie.
That is rude.
Anybody were for? I don't want to leave anybody.
I feel like
out.
We're forgetting.
Bam Bigelow was a big one. I didn't get to.
Yeah.
Scotty. Let's see who else we got here on my list. Brad Armstrong.
Terrible. Talk about a guy in shape. Woo.
Lou Albano.
And a hell of a wrestler. Yeah, Captain Lou.
I still feel like there's a few guys from WCW.
Did we talk about Brian Adams? Crush?
Yeah.
A little bit.
That, you know, WCW hired so many people. Like, you know, they had so many guys under contract. I just feel like there was a lot of those guys that were from that Atlanta area because they were all going to the same doctor that Benoit was going
to. And that's why I say they all blame McMahon at the end. But it's not as, that's right. It's like, Jesus, wasn't his fault. Yeah, they found a lot of shit around her when she was dead.
Well, that's why the lawsuit against them is never going to hold any weight. It's different than the NFL lawsuit.
Very.
Because they played football for the NFL and the NFL only. And what's happening is, like, I've seen how some class action lawsuits work. These attorneys are fucking up big time by taking guys
that never worked for them.
That never worked for them or worked two matches and yet had a 20-year career working all over the world. You can't go after the – I mean, it just doesn't make any
sense. That's what you get for being the only show in town.
There's some guys that if the attorney was more selective and they, you know, did it the right way and it was guys that wrestled in the WWF for a set amount of years, say 3 years or more, or worked a certain amount of dates, and they really made it a tight pool –
then it could
I
work.
Could see WWE coming to the table and trying to settle, sure. Trying to get something done. But you just got these guys that are trying to do a cash grab, or they're jock sniffers that want to be around some of these, you know, wrestlers that wrestled when they were kids. It'll never happen. And then you have the estates of past, you know, wrestlers that passed away that try getting in on it, and it's just like, okay, good luck.
Not you know, you happen. Get released, you're an independent contractor. Yeah. That's why they do it.
Yeah.
But yet you sign a contract.
That's one of the mysteries of the universe, how that works.
Yeah, it's the fucking mystery called Vince McMahon. And you know, two other guys. I mean, if we were throwing old guys in, I mean, Nick Bockwinkel and Vern Gagne have passed away in the past 3 years. But
Mabel Viscera.
He's another one.
Mike Bell. Now, this is a guy who wasn't, he never really got that big. But he died of the strangest thing. He was huffing duster. And had a heart attack.
Well, probably do it.
Idiot.
The guy from High Energy.
You deserve it. Sorry.
There's a guy that just died. He isn't the type.
High Energy. High Voltage. High Voltage.
Whatever his name was. I just saw that he passed away.
Sherry Martel.
Iron Mike Sharp passed away.
Mike Sharp.
You ever hear the story about him in the shower?
No.
Going through 5 and 6 bars of soap at a time, be in the shower for an hour and a half. Clean OCD. Freakish.
Wow. I hate to hear that.
Scary. No, but I mean, literally, you can sit and go through these all day. It's fucking just every story is different.
We did.
We didn't know. Not all day.
It was a good episode. What do you guys think of our first episode here of the Three Horsemen? No longer second. Can be called. Well, I call it the first episode. It's just part 2.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
I had fun.
I had great.
Just got
great,
to sit and talk wrestling.
We were all, except for T.O. being on his phone a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Looking stuff up.
Sure. We were all very engaged, which is kind of rarity anymore, to have all of us engaged in the same conversation.
No. Uh-huh.
If I'm too engaged, I talk too much.
That's fine,
so I
dude,
just take
I like
breaks.
When you do.
I'm going to take breaks.
Don't do that.
I'm going to take some breaks, dude.
All right, take some breaks. I'm happy with it. I had a good time. This is something I'm going to look forward to every week now for sure.
You guys want to go ahead and give a rundown what we're going to talk about next week? Like what the big part of the show is
going to
be?
Big part of the show next week is going to be the Royal Rumble.
I like it.
You've got that down.
I like it.
Kind of.
It's time for the Rumble.
It's time.
God, remember those just
I can't
generic Vince McMahon?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of miss it.
He's going to puke.
He's going to puke. Come on, pal. Give it a good puke. Big D. No. But next week we're going to look back at Rumbles. We're going to look forward to the coming Rumble, which by this time it'll be a couple days away by the time you hear it. So should be fun.
Follow us on social media when we get it.
Yeah. For now, you can go to the Not So Fast Show if you want, because that's where we're going to be.
Yeah, tweet at us. Let us know what wrestler that we might not have talked about this time that died.
Yeah, and if you're on Facebook, tell me a topic. Give us topics. I'm going to start throwing stuff out.
See if you can get an answer why he's wearing a sock hat indoors. It's bothering me. I don't want to ask directly. It's awkward. So,
I'm going to start wearing my luchador mask.
There you go. That'd be badass.
So next week, luchador mask for the Three Horsemen. Big E.
That's me.
T-O. And I'm Corey. We will be back to talk more wrestling next week on the Three Horsemen Show. Hope you enjoyed. We'll see you next time.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.